朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
现在让我们一起来恭读圣经主的话语，请弟兄姊妹再次起立。
Now I'd like to invite our brothers and sisters to stand, and again we'll proclaim the word of God.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
First in Chinese, then in English.
请路加福音第二章21-24节，满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣。这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。按摩西律法，满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主，正如主的律法上所记，凡头生的男子必称圣归主，又要照主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只雏鸽献祭。 Now let's read in English. Luke chapter 2 verse 21-24. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses was completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福每一位恭读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless all who read His word.
今天我们一同思想的题目叫做耶稣的童年。
And today the title that we will ponder over is the childhood of Jesus.
前几天刚过了一个节日啊，是我们在座不少弟兄姊妹从小都过的。
So a few days ago, we celebrated a festivity that many among us would have celebrated.
是什么节呢？
What is that?
六一儿童节，以前小时候就盼着这个节日。
And that would be Children's Day on the 1st of June.
那么在六一儿童节的今年六一节的前一天，在中国发生了一件大事。
On the eve of 1st of June, something, there was a great,major event that happened in China.
这个中共中央全会啊开会决定啊开放允许百姓生育第三胎了。
So there is a major policy shift, in China, the CCP Central Committee decided to allow couples to have up to 3 children.
我们有些弟兄姊妹，尤其我们年轻生长在美国的弟兄姊妹可能不了解这个背景。
So perhaps if you've grown up in the United States, you may not quite know of this policy or background.
中国从80年代初开始计划生育政策。
In the early 1980s, there was a, a policy on birth rate for China.
一对夫妇只能生育一个孩子。
And it's a one-child policy.
那我们在座很多是独生子女的，都和这个政策有关系。
So many of us who are among us,we are the only child in the family, and that is part as a result of that policy.
那么几年以前，当中国开放第二胎的时候
，A few years ago, the policy was expanded to 2 children.
我还曾经写过一篇文章
，I've written an essay,
说现在这个生育政策更加的开放了，基督徒到底应该生几个
？The question is now that the policy is loosened up in terms of birth, permission to give birth. How many children are Christians supposed to give birth to?
虽然不是今天我们要讲的重点，但我们知道中国这些年的计划生育政策，因为堕胎的缘故，有上亿的baby, 上亿的胎儿被扼杀在母腹当中。
even though this is not the main focus for today, but something to take note is that this change in terms of the policy is very much related to the abortion rate in China, which counts into the 100 million.
圣经当中讲，神说要生养众多，遍满地面。
In the Bible, we are told to be fruitful and to fill the land.
我们也更被吩咐要为主养育敬虔的下一代。
We have also been instructed to raise up children who are reverent to the Lord.
所以当时那篇文章当中我就写到，我说基督徒到底生育几个呢？那是我们跟神面前祷告，由神来为我们做的决定。
So in the essay that I've written, the main point is that we are to come before the Lord and know the number that we are to give birth to in accordance to what God has impressed upon our hearts.
因为每一个孩子都是神所赐的产业。
Because every child is an inheritance from the Lord.
那我们当然现在感谢神，三胎也都放开了，中国越来越允许百姓能够自由的生育。
So in this, we thank the Lord that now there is the freedom in China to give birth to up to three children.
我们也盼望不单是在中国乃至全世界这样一种堕胎的现象能够越来越少。
We do hope and pray that not only in China but globally speaking, that such a landscape of abortion will start to decrease.
每个孩子是如此的可爱。
Every child is so adorable.
是神赐给父母的一份何等宝贵的礼物和产业。
It's the precious, treasure and inheritance from the Lord.
甚至在福音书当中，主耶稣把它更上升到一个属灵的高度来告诉我们一件事情。
In fact, Jesus Christ, as recorded in the Gospels, elevated children into a spiritual understanding.
他说让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。
He said, let the children come to me and do not forbid them.
因为在神国的正是这样的人。
For of such is the kingdom of God.
我们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不能进神的国。
That if we do not become as one of the children, we are not going to enter the kingdom of God.
所以这次在准备我们这个儿童奉献这个证书的时候呢，我就稍微有点挠头。
So as I was preparing the certificate for the child education, I was puzzled, or my mind was spinning.
我们那个最大的奉献的孩子是九岁，八岁多，快九岁。
The oldest among the six, is at about eight, nine years old.
那这个儿童奉献这个证书呢，是沿用我以前就一直用带过来的那个形式，上面写 baby dedication.
and so the certificate that I have in possession is actually what I have from before, and on it it says baby.
哎呀，我说这个八九岁的孩子像 baby， 好像就有点勉强了。
So it felt a little forced if we have to say someone who is 8 to 9 years old is a baby。
但是想到圣经当中说，我们越回转越像小孩子的样子，像一个 baby， 单纯的小 baby 那样，那是蒙神喜悦的。
But yet, as the more I think, the more I am encouraged that in the Word of God, we are as we repent, as we grow in our spiritual maturity, we are.Going to be in the innocence of a baby.
我们继续往下看诗篇127篇第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So in Psalm 127 verse 3 we see that it's written, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
箴言更告诉我们，我们不单是生，而且我们要养。
And the book of Proverbs tells us that we are not only to give birth, but we are to raise up.
教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
That we are to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
那我们晓得呢，在圣经当中是有这个儿童奉献的这样一个仪式的。
So in the Old Testament, we see the recording of such children dedication.
虽然我们今天不断地强调儿童奉献礼不是教会当中的两个圣礼之一。
So we are to emphasize that the child dedication is not the two sacraments within the church or holy ceremonies in the church.
因为它和救恩不是有直接的关系的。
Because this is not a direct correlation with salvation.
那么我们看到旧约当中以色列人所有的长子都要献给神。
You see that in the Old Testament all the firstborn are of the Israelites are to be dedicated to God.
那么圣经当中记载的第一个啊，这个作为父母个人把自己的孩子专门献到圣殿当中献给神，献到会幕里面是谁呢？哈拿。
And so, who is the first parent to have dedicated the child, to God? Is recorded in the Old Testament that parent would be Hannah.
他把撒母耳 Samuel 献给神。
Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord.
下面我们就来看一看我们主耶稣基督的童年了。
So with that, we move into our time with the childhood of Jesus.
我们知道圣经当中对主耶稣童年的记载并不多。
We see that the Bible does not write much about the childhood of Jesus.
对主耶稣的青年记载更少。
And even lesser when it comes to the youth period of Jesus.
然后就直接到他30岁出来传道了。
Next thing we know, he's 30 years old and he is in ministry.
也因此有的宗教
And so in some religions,
甚至他们呢就去编撰出来
they have written out their own narratives.
说耶稣年轻的时候曾经到这个宗教的这个发源地圣地去取经
say that Jesus, when he was young, went into this particular sacred land, had a pilgrimage to have the holy scripts of this ofthe respective religions.
那学成了以后然后再回到这个迦南地回到巴勒斯坦地然后30岁出来传道才开始建立基督教。
So after he has gathered all the sacred texts, he then returned back to the promised land, and when he was 30, he began his preaching ministry.
当然我们知道这样的一种讲法是毫无根据的。
So we do know that such claims is rootless.
那圣经当中对主耶稣基督的童年记载虽然不多但是我们今天要看一看记载的内容。
So even though there isn't much that's written about Jesus' childhood, we do have some in the scripture, and this is where we are going to go today.
这里有个强调就是与圣殿密切相关，请大家注意这一点。
We do have a strong emphasis, and for us to take note is that this is closely related to the temple.
主耶稣生在什么地方？考一考大家。
Where is Jesus born? This is a pop quiz.
我们不要每到圣诞节的时候就记起来了平时一年当中犹太地的什么伯利恒啊，生在伯利恒
that he was born in Bethlehem
那生在伯利恒的一个什么地方客店的马槽里面
where in Bethlehem a manger of an inn
所以耶稣的出生是非常非常的卑微
so he had a very humble beginning
我们不是要到年末的时候才去讲耶稣的降生我们现在正好是年中我们还是要思想主耶稣的降生
So our remembrance and our ponderance over the birth of Jesus is not only till the end of the year but even right now mid-year through we are to do that
这实在是太伟大了
Because this is so noble
天使报信
That we have the angels proclaiming the good news
啊普世欢腾应该是普世欢腾
that all nations will be in great joy
救主降生
that the Lord Savior is born
但耶稣基督他自己的父母约瑟只不过是一个木匠
we see that with the parents Joseph is a carpenter
那么耶稣在这样一种卑微的降生之后呢
in such a humble birth what happens after that
我们也晓得，当然牧羊人啊，有去这个伯利恒城里面有去看啊，这个马槽当中的婴孩。
We see that the shepherds did go into Bethlehem to see this child in the manger.
圣经当中继续还有记载。
And it continues to record in scripture.
当耶稣生下来满了八天，他就被行了割礼。
That on the eighth day he was circumcised.
他的父母严格的按照圣经当中的教导，遵守神的吩咐。
That the parents followed closely the instruction given in scripture.
给他起名叫耶稣，也是按照天使所起的名。
And that he was named Jesus just as instructed by the angel.
所以我们看到这个父母啊，对神是何等的敬畏。
So we see the parents, they are in reverence of God.
当然耶稣降生本身已经显明，因为他是童女怀孕，我们就不再多讲这方面的事情，我们大家都晓得。
And the coming of Jesus is already a sign of that obedience because he is born of a virgin.
然后第22节说按摩西律法满了洁净的日子他们就是耶稣和玛利亚 带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献给主。
In verse 22 is recorded that when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
从伯利恒到耶路撒冷大约八里的距离。
It's about 8 miles between Jerusalem and Bethlehem.
满了洁净的日子，那时候耶稣出生大约是40天以后。
And so the purification period is about 40 days since his birth.
然后他的父母就来到圣殿当中，当然我们知道西缅和这个亚拿的故事。
And so we know of their encounter with Simeon as well as Anna.
那么呢，在这里呢，我要问大家一件事情。
Here I would like to ask us a question.
一到圣诞节的时候，我们就有那个 nativity scene， 对不对？
Whenever we come into the Christmas season, we have the nativity scene.
有一个肯定有马槽的婴孩是主耶稣。
For sure, we will have a manger with a representative Jesus.
然后有玛利亚有约瑟。
With Mary, Joseph.
有牧羊人。
We have the shepherds.
还有谁呢？
Who else?
可能摆的那些的不是雌树的 figure 或者是各种各样的的这些 figure， 还有谁？东方来的博士，几个博士，三个博士。
We usually have three magi.
好，弟兄姊妹请注意。
But here we need to take note.
首先第一个。
First of all，
几个博士不要回答。
Do not answer the number of magi.
想一想
，Think about it。
几个博士不要回答。
Think about it, but do not answer。
圣经当中有写几个博士吗
？Was it ever recorded the in terms of the number？
其实没有写几个博士，不过一般我们都认为是三个。
Generally, we think of it as three。
到靠近圣诞节的时候，我们那时候在讲我个人也比较倾向于相信可能是三个。
So my personal leaning is toward three, but we'll speak about this more when Christmas comes.
好，第二点。
Second point.
牧羊人到马槽来看耶稣的时候，东方来的博士也在现场吗？
Are the wise men from the east present when the shepherds were there at Bethlehem?
我们大家读圣经读得很认真啊。
It's good to see that we have seriously studied scripture.
我们这样问了，好了这样问：耶稣婴孩到圣殿里面为奉献在前面，还是东方博士来拜耶稣在前面？哪个在前
？So chronologically, which one came first, the temple dedication or the visit of the Magi from the east?
哪个在前？圣殿的奉献在前，这个是一定的。
It's the temple dedication that came before, and this is for certain.
圣殿奉献在前，所以这个。东方的博士来拜耶稣，实际上不是在那个马槽，在这个客店那个地方的
In fact, the visits from the wise men from the east they were not at the inn.
有人说那个时候耶稣最大可能都快接近两岁，至少是好几个月以后。
The study of scripture would point towards the fact that Jesus is probably already 2 years old by the time that the Magi arrive.
好所以这是主耶稣的这个童年的。一部分有时候也是我们常常在讲多了我们就一直这样讲但是如果仔细看圣经好像不见得我们继续往下看
So this is a portion of the childhood of Christ in a clear picture
当他的父母把他献到圣殿里面行了这个奉献礼回来回到在哪里先到哪里
After this dedication, they return back to.
先在伯利恒，对的先在伯利恒因为后来希律王要杀两岁以里的孩子是在什么伯利恒的附近
Sorry,
let me do it. After the temple dedication, the parents brought Jesus back to Bethlehem because when King Herod, he ordered to kill all the kids. 2 years old and under is around Bethlehem. So then Jesus' parents brought him to Egypt. And then after King Herod died, they came back to Nazareth. 这时候就回到了拿撒勒，耶稣就在拿撒勒成长，度过他的童年。好，所以第40节就讲了， 孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
So in verse 40, we're told the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
这句话把耶稣的这个童年、幼年的成长都概括了。
So this is a umbrella statement that speaks of the childhood development for Jesus.
身体强健。
That he is strong in his body.
心灵充满了智慧。
That he is filled with wisdom.
神的恩典祝福加在他的身上。
And the grace of God was upon him.
然后就记载在他12岁的时候又发生一件事情。
And now, fast forward, he's 12 years old and something else happened.
我们这个就只是一段，因为我们一念中文英文的这个整个一段太长了，大家可以去翻开路加福音第二章来看哈。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。